Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Southern Gothic is a podcast that explores the history behind some of the American South's darkest days, greatest mysteries, and most chilling ghost stories. On our most recent episode of Southern Gothic, we covered the brutal and unsolved murder of Mamie Thurman, a West Virginia woman who local lore claims is now haunting 22 Mine Road up on Trace Mountain, where her body was discovered almost a century ago. Well, in that episode, we discussed some of the mysteries surrounding the murder, and I told you about several of the theories that have been presented over the years. However, there is one other mystery that has to do with Mamie, although I don't necessarily think it has to do with the haunting itself. Here's what author F. Keith Davis had to say about it in his book, The Secret Life and Brutal Death of Mamie Thurman.
Perhaps confusion and questions about Mamie could be squelched if someone could point to the woman's gravestone and see clear consistency in public documentation. However, that doesn't seem promising. For years, citizens have searched for the location of Mamie's burial place. This is a question that continues to baffle and haunt investigators, reporters, and researchers. It's as if her dead body disappeared after the well-attended funeral service. Where is her final resting place?
You heard that right. No one actually knows where Mamie is buried. So in today's minisode, we're going to explore some of the possibilities and let you decide if this part of the mystery has more to it than meets the eye. Sometime in 1982, George A. Morrison Jr., a retired lawyer and prosecutor from New Mexico, discovered he had a half-sister named Mamie Thurman. You see, back in 1921, about two decades after leaving young Mamie and Ted with their maternal grandparents, George Sr. married a woman named Viola Paugh, and the pair had three children, Helen, Sarah, and George Jr. But this marriage ended not long after Jr. was born, and George Sr. died suddenly from pneumonia in 1928. So George Jr.'s mother moved to Ashland, Kentucky, and as a result, he never even had the opportunity to meet his half-sister Mamie, who was 25 years his senior. Well, you can imagine how surprised George Jr. was when he learned about this connection, and as a result, he decided to head to Logan to investigate the case for himself. After all, throughout his career, George Jr. had spent time working as both a journalist and a lawyer, so he knew exactly what he was doing. Unfortunately, when he got to West Virginia and went to pay his respects to Mamie at the Logan Memorial Park Cemetery in McConnell, he discovered that not only was there no marker, but nobody even knew where his half-sister was buried. To make matters worse, depending on which documents you look at, it wasn't even clear if she was in West Virginia at all. According to the newspapers at the time, following her funeral at Neybert Memorial Church, Mamie's body was to be taken by train to Bradfordville, Kentucky, where she'd be buried in the Old Liberty Cemetery, the place where her husband, Jack Thurman, was later laid to rest in 1957. But according to her death certificate, George Jr. was right to visit her in McConnell, as it stated she was interred at the Logan Memorial Park. But as I said, there's no headstone in West Virginia or even Kentucky. Morrison's research into her exact whereabouts made this even more baffling, as not only had she never appeared on any of the cemetery's maps over the years, but there were also no records of anyone in her family ever even owning a plot in McConnell. F. Keith Davis also added that the church where her funeral was held added to the mystery by not keeping any records of her burial either.
Oddly, well-kept records were always a part of Neighbor Church. However, the records from 1931 and 1932 showed no listing of Mamie Thurman as being a member or frequent visitor of the assembly. She wasn't mentioned as a church worker, and there were no baptismal records. No data existed about her burial location or her church funeral service. No trace of information existed in the church. One spokesperson for the church said, "It's as if the Thurmans never existed, but we know they did."
In spite of all of this, though, it does seem that the newspaper's accounts that Mamie Thurman's body was taken to Kentucky were in fact wrong, at least according to statements made by several individuals at the time. You see, when funeral director R.B. Harris testified at the murder trial about the condition of Mamie's body, he was asked where it was at that point in time, and his response was that they, quote, "buried it at the Logan Memorial Park." Mamie's husband, Jack, was also questioned about this, and when he was specifically asked if she was buried in Logan, he corrected them, saying, quote, "out at McConnell." In addition, when gravedigger Elsie Burgess was interviewed back in the 80s, he claimed that he specifically remembers digging Mamie Thurman's grave with his father all those years ago at Logan Memorial Park, insisting that she was buried just below the Steele family monument. Burgess also claimed that there was a marker there at one point, but it had been nothing more than the temporary metal marker placed by the funeral home, and that he didn't remember ever seeing an actual tombstone placed on her grave, which, if true, is yet another mystery. You see, Mamie's funeral seemed to be pretty costly, and if Jack Thurman was able to afford that expense, why couldn't he afford to put a stone on her grave as well? One suggestion is that maybe by that point, after all the information came out about her affairs, he was just so disappointed and angry about the betrayal that he just refused to do it. Or maybe someone else paid for the funeral, and all those conspiracy theories about local corruption are also to blame for this. Honestly, we'll never know. George Jr. passed away in 2007, having never discovered the final resting place of his half-sister. However, Logan attorney and now magistrate Dwight Williamson spent quite a bit of time looking into this after meeting with George Jr. all those years ago. And he seems to have connected the dots in some ways or another and come up with the most logical explanation of all. Mamie was buried in one of the two lots owned by C.C. Chambers, one of the defense attorneys representing Stevenson and Robertson. Records show that Chambers owned two plots there in Logan Memorial Park, but he and his wife were never buried there. So Williamson concludes that Chambers may have offered one to Jack for his wife, and that is where Mamie was laid to rest, beneath the Steele family monument. Now, does this adjacent mystery have anything to do with why Mamie's spirit haunts 22 Mine Road? Not according to local lore, but still, it's another part of the legend that continues to live on after over a century. My name is Brandon Schecksnyder, and you've been listening to Southern Gothic.
Let Mysteries at Midnight be your destination for detective whodunits and captivating mystery stories. You'll hear classic stories like Sherlock Holmes, Agatha Christie's Poirot, and short tales from H.G. Wells, Charles Dickens, Edgar Allan Poe, and others. I'm Christopher, and I read these classic stories in the soothing style of a bedtime story, so you can listen to them in bed when you drift off to sleep. Search for Mysteries at Midnight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app, and follow and subscribe so you don't miss out on new episodes.
Have you ever wondered who the Mary was from Bloody Mary? If the Loch Ness Monster was real, or if Ouija boards actually worked? On each episode of the family-friendly Unspookable, we look at the histories and mysteries behind your favorite scary stories, myths, and urban legends to get the real stories behind the scares. Want to solve your next mystery? Find and follow Unspookable now, wherever you get your podcasts.